Welcome to episode 13 of the Open Source Utopia podcast. Although it's no crime to use open source software in blissful ignorance, we who know what open source means still have a job to do. We have to speak up about the benefits open source is giving us, but also what it means to give back and actively support it. The first hurdle we have to overcome is to know what we mean when we talk about contribution. Because I think many people consider giving back, but don't see any opportunities that are right for them. That, however, can be fixed. So, here's the thing to repeat. Contribution is not limited to only coders, so those who can contribute to the software code. It's also not limited to those who are able to donate money. You see, there are many practical tasks surrounding open source projects. For some of them, it's even a benefit to be a non-coder, because they require a non-technical perspective. Take writing and improving end-user documentation. That is best done with an outsider's mindset. Marketing and public relations is also good. It's often about translating a technical feature into a practical story with an impact everyone can understand. And let's not forget, having a community means someone should help out with the onboarding and caring for the community members. So, where do you want to start contributing? Well, but now I'm getting ahead of myself. A community doesn't come by itself. It all starts much, much earlier with the developer at the birth of the community. This podcast was created by Matthias Bolt-Lesniak. Jeffrey A. Jam McGuire was creative advisor. You can read more about the podcast and ways to watch and listen to it at opensourceutopia.com. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.